Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word that's new this morning again to refresh us, enlighten us, and motivate us, Father God. Your will be done, your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 108 and it's verses 7 to 9.
Then I heard the Lord speak in his holy splendor. And from his sanctuary I heard the Lord promise, in my triumph I will be the one to measure out the portion of my inheritance to my people, and I will secure the land as I promised you. Shechem, Sukkot, Gilead, Manasseh, they are all still mine, he says. Judah will continue to produce kings and lawgivers, and Ephraim will produce great warriors. Moab will become my lowly servant, Edom will likewise serve my purposes. I will lift up a shout of victory over the land of Philistia.
Hallelujah. The Lord, I heard the Lord speak. And praise God, when the Lord speaks, it's reality and it comes to pass. He will measure out the portion of his inheritance to his people. And praise God, in Jesus, we've all been reconciled. The way has been opened for us to come back to our heavenly family, and we are with our heavenly family. We are in the kingdom. We are the God's workmanship in Christ for good works laid out for us. So it's just so beautiful to know, as a part of this family, being restored, we have all got a portion. And we don't have to fight with each other. Each one has got a unique portion. Just as when God brought the Israelites into the promised land, everyone had a place. That tribe would be in there. That other tribe would be over there. So this is the God we've got, a mighty, great, and beautiful God that has made us, and he's made us for purpose, and he's made us for himself. And so we are made for him, and it's in staying with him, staying in tune, staying flowing with him, we wake up to our inheritance, and we are then pleasing as beloved children to our God. So it's staying in tune, growing together with the Lord, and developing on schedule, that's the word, just developing on schedule. We are his inheritance for good works. We are here for a reason. This world belongs to God, and we and the belongs to the Father and the Son, and we are co-heirs together with them. So this is all about family, and this is all about the extension of the kingdom to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. This is where we at, and this is what we enjoy. And so be blessed just to know the price has been paid. You are at home. You are in the kingdom. You are highly favored, and God's got wonderful plans with you. So be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.